I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Good morning. Coming up, a preview of the TEDx Cincinnati event, Every Citizen a Diplomat, that's coming up on Thursday, and a preview of this afternoon's Northside House Tour. Kentucky's 4th District congressional seat is up for grabs this fall. Incumbent Jeff Davis decided not to run for re-election and then resigned this summer. This morning, WVXU's Marianne Zalesnik talks with both candidates for the seat. First, she talks with Republican Thomas Massey.
Good morning, Mr. Massey. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about briefly some of the biggest issues you see in this campaign. If you're elected, what is it you want to focus on?
Well, I think this election is about jobs and the economy and debt and our out-of-control government spending. And what you have here, not just in this congressional district, but all over the country in 2012, are two competing notions about how to enable our economic recovery. Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and my opponent all believe that we need more government spending, more stimulus, more government regulation of business. But my background is business. I started a company from scratch, created 70 jobs, and I understand that we need to get government out of the way. And I think the American people realize that we can't afford the policies of stimulus and spending because we're $16 trillion in debt. So when I go to Washington, D.C., I'd love to help implement tax reform, regulatory reform, and do something about the spending that our government has undertaken.
What are some of the specific areas you'd like to cut? Where do you think spending can be cut?
Well, I believe, like most Americans, that we could cut some of our foreign aid. Rand Paul introduced an amendment to the Senate just last week to cut foreign aid to Pakistan, Egypt, and Libya until they meet certain requirements to show us that they are indeed allies.
Any other areas?
Well, there are a lot of our programs. Our farm bill is 80% food stamps right now. We've doubled the rolls on food stamps. We had bipartisan welfare reform about 15 years ago, and a lot of that's kind of slipping now, and I think we need to encourage more of that bipartisan welfare reform that we had back then.
You talked about tax reform. What kind of changes would you like to see in the way taxes work?
Well, you know, this is an interesting point, and I diverge from some of the Republicans on this occasionally. In the lame duck session that's coming up, we'll be talking about whether to renew the Bush tax cuts, and these were across-the-board cuts for all levels, not just tax cuts for the rich, as some would like to demagogue, but tax cuts at all levels, tax cuts for the middle class. I would be in favor of renewing those tax cuts, but there was something called the payroll tax holiday, which was basically a euphemism for shorting our Social Security fund, which allowed everybody not to pay into Social Security or to pay in only two-thirds as much as they were paying, but to expect all the same benefits. That was implemented 3 years ago, and I'm actually not in favor of renewing that because back when it happened, I felt like the Washington, D.C. was trying to buy our votes.
What about some goals specifically to Kentucky? Do you have anything in mind that you'd like to do in Washington that would have a specific effect on Kentucky alone?
Well, you know, in Kentucky, we rely on our transportation and infrastructure for our economy, and a big portion of our economy crosses the Brent Spence Bridge. It's functionally obsolete. It has two interstates going across it. It no longer has breakdown lanes, and it's dangerous. I would like to see focus on that. Of course, there has to be a state match to go with the federal match, but I'll be a strong advocate for the Brent Spence Bridge in Washington, D.C.
Many, when you were running for election, you ran with a Tea Party support. Do you still consider yourself a Tea Partier, even though you are on the Republican ticket?
You know, I've never belonged to a Tea Party, but I've gone to a lot of Tea Party meetings. And I believe in the core goals of the Tea Party, and sometimes these get forgotten or diluted or misread. But the basic principle behind the Tea Party is fiscal responsibility and constitutionally limited government. And occasionally we get off in the weeds, but I think, you know, that's what the American public wants is fiscal responsibility. And some have asked, is the Tea Party going to be around in, you know, 5 years, or is the Tea Party on a decline? And my answer is, as long as we have $16 trillion of debt, there will always be a Tea Party.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I'm excited to go to Washington, D.C. This is an open seat, so that when I win, I'll be going up there on November 13th and voting on some very difficult legislation, the so-called fiscal cliff. We've got the sequester cuts coming up, and I look forward to making some tough votes and working for the people of the 4th District.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
I've been talking with Thomas Massey. He's the Republican candidate for Kentucky's 4th Congressional District. Joining me now is the Democratic candidate for Kentucky's 4th Congressional District, Bill Atkins. Good morning, Mr. Atkins.
Good morning.
What do you think are the biggest issues in this 4th District campaign? What do you want to focus on?
The economy. I mean, the economy, no pun intended, is job one. Unless we get this economy moving, we cannot stop the bleeding that is causing so much misery.
And what do you want to do to work on the economy?
We've got to invest in our people, our infrastructure, education. We've got to incentivize business to hire. We've got to invest in infrastructure such as the Brent Spence Bridge, a major project here in the Northern Kentucky area, as well as similar projects district-wide. I point towards in Greenup County, there's a dam that needs attention, a number of projects along the river. Infrastructure and investment in our district.
You talk about incentivizing business to create jobs. How would you go about doing that?
Well, certainly we can extend the tax credits for hiring. Buy locally and try to cause at least our local governments to invest in to contract with local businesses and projects and methods like that.
Do you have any other specific things you'd like to do, perhaps related to the economy or other things?
Well, you know, the education circumstance is important, and as limited as the federal government might be, that's a pet issue with me personally. I have 7 children. 4 of them are of school age right now. And certainly we need to invest in education and make sure that the earlier education circumstances are addressed. But we've also got to address the higher education circumstance and make it available. Right now in this district, locally, we have factories who cannot find people to fill jobs. Like one local entity is sending jobs to Mexico where they have welders. They cannot find welders here. Education, trade education, as well as higher education has become not affordable or inconvenient. I understand that Gateway Community College and that entity is down 11% in enrollment by virtue of one, cost, and two, is location. We've got to invest in our people and make make that education available to them.
So how would you do that?
Well, certainly we have to increase funding. We've got a situation right now where the government has stopped helping students, I think, in large part. The tuition has gone up. I know the University of Kentucky has gone up almost 14% over the last decade in terms of tuition. And while they might have lowered costs or lowered taxes for a number of families, those families that have students, have kids they want to send to college, that's almost like a targeted tax increase. We've got to increase funding to entities like UK, Gateway, all education institutions.
You're running as a Democrat in a state where Republicans seem to have the advantage. Why do you think you have a chance of getting elected?
Well, in the 20 counties that I'm running in right now, Steve Beshear won 18 of those in the statewide election last year. There are 30,000 more Democrats in this district than there are Republicans. It's going to be turnout. It's going to be communicating with the voters. It's going to be education. Right now, it's almost as if it's a stealth campaign for both myself and my opponent. I'm being asked who my opponent is. And I also point out that my opponent is of the extreme variety. He's a Tea Partier. I tell people, and I believe it to be accurate, we have a Democratic nominee in this race. We have a Tea Party nominee in this race. We do not have a Republican, no matter that he's running under the Republican banner. The Republicans, some Republicans, some extreme Republicans like to use the word rhino, Republican in name only, and I think that's what we have in Mr. Massey.
Any other things you'd like to work on if you are elected?
Well, our economy is, as I said, job one. If we get this moving, our economy moving, we will correct and stop the bleeding that has happened over the past decade. You know, I don't care what they call it, trickle down, no matter what they call it, it is still a failure. And right now they call trickle down job creation. If you look at what's happened over the past decade, 12 years, it has been nothing but disaster. And this has mirrored essentially the result 81 to 93. If you look at what the president found when he came into office in 2009, the national debt had grown $5.1 trillion just by the number present on the day he stepped into office on January 20th, 2009. But the CBO had already projected a $1.2 trillion budget deficit for fiscal year 2009. That was realized and then some.
We are out of time, but I thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Bill Adkins is the Democratic candidate for Kentucky's 4th Congressional District.